11. The Parents' Tao Te Ching, Ancient Advice for Modern Parents. By William Martin. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Parents' Tao Te Ching, Ancient Advice for Modern Parents by William Martin is a book that provides ancient wisdom for modern parents. It is based on the Tao Te Ching, an ancient Chinese text that has been used for centuries to provide guidance on how to live a good life. The book is divided into 81 chapters, each of which provides advice on how to be a better parent. The advice is based on the Taoist principles of balance, harmony, and non-judgmental acceptance. Martin emphasizes the importance of being present and mindful in parenting, and of understanding that parenting is a process of learning and growth. He also encourages parents to be patient and to trust their own instincts. He emphasizes the importance of self-care and of taking time for oneself, as well as the importance of being open to learning from one's children. He also encourages parents to be mindful of their own emotions and to be aware of how their own feelings can affect their parenting. Finally, he encourages parents to be compassionate and understanding, and to accept that parenting is a journey that will have its ups and downs. The book is a valuable resource for parents who are looking for guidance on how to be better parents. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Embrace the Tao. Embrace the Tao, the ancient Chinese philosophy of living in harmony with the universe, to become a better parent and guide your children. This will help you to be more mindful and present in your parenting, and to be more compassionate and understanding of your children. Embracing the Tao is a way to become a better parent and guide your children. It is an ancient Chinese philosophy that encourages living in harmony with the universe. By embracing the Tao, you can become more mindful and present in your parenting, and more compassionate and understanding of your children. It can help you to be more patient and understanding of your children's needs, and to be more aware of the impact of your words and actions on them. It can also help you to be more aware of the importance of balance in parenting, and to be more mindful of the importance of setting boundaries and providing structure for your children. The Tao teaches us to be mindful of our own emotions and to be aware of how our own feelings can affect our children. It encourages us to be mindful of our own needs and to be aware of how our own needs can affect our children. It also encourages us to be mindful of our own actions and to be aware of how our own actions can affect our children. By embracing the Tao, we can become better parents and better guides for our children. Main idea number 2. Let go of control. Let go of the need to control your children and instead focus on teaching them how to make their own decisions and take responsibility for their actions. This will help them to become independent and self-reliant, and to develop their own sense of self-worth. Letting go of control is an important part of parenting. It can be difficult to let go of the need to control our children, but it is essential for their development. When we let go of control, we are teaching our children how to make their own decisions and take responsibility for their actions. This helps them to become independent and self-reliant, and to develop their own sense of self-worth. We can still provide guidance and support, but it is important to allow our children to make their own choices and learn from their mistakes. This will help them to become confident and capable adults. It is also important to remember that our children are individuals with their own unique personalities and needs. We should strive to understand and respect their individual needs and preferences. We can provide guidance and support, but ultimately, it is up to our children to make their own decisions and take responsibility for their actions. By letting go of control, we are teaching our children how to be independent and self-reliant, and how to make their own decisions. Main idea number 3. Nurture your children. Nurture your children with love and understanding, and provide them with a safe and secure environment in which to grow and learn. This will help them to develop a strong sense of self-esteem and to become confident and capable adults. Nurturing your children is an essential part of parenting. It involves providing them with love, understanding, and a safe and secure environment in which to grow and learn. This will help them to develop a strong sense of self-esteem and to become confident and capable adults. It is important to remember that children need to be nurtured in order to reach their full potential. This means providing them with the emotional support they need, as well as the guidance and structure they need to make good decisions and to develop healthy relationships. Nurturing your children also involves teaching them important life skills such as problem solving, communication, and conflict resolution. It is important to provide them with the tools they need to be successful in life, such as a good education, a strong work ethic, and the ability to think critically. Additionally, it is important to provide them with the opportunity to explore their interests and to develop their talents. By providing your children with the support and guidance they need, you can help them to become successful and well-rounded adults. Main idea number 4. Respect your children. Respect your children and treat them as individuals, rather than as extensions of yourself. This will help them to develop their own unique personalities and to feel valued and respected. Respecting your children means recognizing that they are their own people, with their own thoughts, feelings, and opinions. It means listening to them and taking their ideas and perspectives seriously. It means giving them the space to make their own decisions and mistakes, and to learn from them. It means allowing them to express themselves without judgment or criticism. It means treating them with kindness and understanding, and showing them that you value them as individuals. Respecting your children also means setting boundaries and expectations, and holding them accountable for their actions. It means teaching them right from wrong, and helping them to develop their own moral compass. It means providing them with guidance and support, and helping them to develop the skills and knowledge they need to become successful, independent adults. Respecting your children is an essential part of parenting. It helps to create a strong bond between parent and child, and it helps to foster a sense of self-worth and confidence in your children. It is an important part of helping them to become the best version of themselves. Main idea number 5. Listen to your children. Listen to your children and take their feelings and opinions seriously. This will help them to feel heard and understood, and to develop a strong sense of self-worth. Listening to your children is an important part of parenting. It is essential to take their feelings and opinions seriously, and to show them that their voice matters. This will help them to develop a strong sense of self-worth and to feel heard and understood. It is important to remember that children are still learning and growing, and that their opinions may change over time. It is also important to be patient and to provide guidance and support when needed. Listening to your children can help to create a strong bond between parent and child, and to foster a healthy relationship. It is also important to remember that children need to be given the opportunity to express themselves. This can be done through open dialogue, allowing them to ask questions and to express their thoughts and feelings. It is also important to provide a safe and supportive environment for them to do so. This will help them to feel comfortable and secure in expressing themselves, and to develop a sense of trust in their parents. Listening to your children is an important part of parenting, and it is essential to take their feelings and opinions seriously. Doing so will help to create a strong bond between parent and child, and to foster a healthy relationship. It is also important to provide a safe and supportive environment for them to express themselves, and to be patient and provide guidance and support when needed. By listening to your children, you can help them to develop a strong sense of self-worth and to feel heard and understood. Main idea number 6. Set boundaries. Set clear boundaries and expectations for your children, and be consistent in enforcing them. This will help them to understand the consequences of their actions and to develop a sense of responsibility. Setting boundaries for your children is an important part of parenting. It helps them to understand the consequences of their actions and to develop a sense of responsibility. Boundaries should be clear and consistent, and enforced in a loving and respectful way. This will help your children to understand that there are limits to their behavior, and that there are consequences for not following the rules. It will also help them to develop self-discipline and respect for others. When setting boundaries, it is important to be consistent and to explain the reasons behind the rules. This will help your children to understand why certain behaviors are not acceptable, and to develop a sense of respect for authority. It is also important to be flexible and to adjust the boundaries as your children grow and mature. This will help them to understand that rules can change as they get older, and that they can be trusted to make responsible decisions. Setting boundaries for your children is an important part of parenting. It will help them to understand the consequences of their actions and to develop a sense of responsibility. It will also help them to develop self-discipline and respect for others. With clear and consistent boundaries, your children will learn to make responsible decisions and to respect the rules. Main idea number 7. Teach your children the values and principles that you believe in, and help them to develop their own moral compass. This will help them to make wise decisions and to become responsible and compassionate adults. Teaching your children the values and principles that you believe in is an important part of parenting. It helps to give them a moral compass that will guide them through life. By teaching them the values that you hold dear, you can help them to develop their own sense of right and wrong. This will help them to make wise decisions and to become responsible and compassionate adults. It is important to remember that your children are individuals and that they may not always agree with your values. It is important to be open to their ideas and to listen to their perspectives. This will help them to develop their own moral code and to understand the importance of respecting the beliefs of others. It is also important to be a role model for your children and to demonstrate the values that you are teaching them. By teaching your children the values and principles that you believe in, you can help them to become responsible and compassionate adults. This will help them to make wise decisions and to live a life of integrity and respect for others. It is an important part of parenting and will help to ensure that your children grow up to be successful and happy adults. Main idea number 8. Model good behavior for your children, and show them how to live a life of integrity and respect. This will help them to develop their own moral code and to become responsible and compassionate adults. Model good behavior for your children, and show them how to live a life of integrity and respect. Demonstrate to them the importance of honesty, kindness, and fairness in all aspects of life. Let them see you treating others with respect, and show them how to be generous and compassionate. Encourage them to think for themselves and to make their own decisions, and help them to understand the consequences of their actions. Teach your children to be responsible for their own behavior, and to take ownership of their mistakes. Show them how to apologize and make amends when they have wronged someone. Help them to understand the importance of self-discipline and to develop their own moral code. Guide them to be mindful of their words and actions, and to think before they speak or act. By modeling good behavior, you will help your children to become responsible and compassionate adults. They will learn to make wise decisions and to live a life of integrity and respect. This will serve them well throughout their lives, and will help them to become successful and fulfilled individuals. Main idea number 9. Encourage your children to explore their interests and to pursue their dreams. This will help them to develop their own unique talents and to become confident and capable adults. Encouraging your children to explore their interests and to pursue their dreams is an important part of parenting. It helps them to develop their own unique talents and to become confident and capable adults. By providing a safe and supportive environment, you can help your children to discover their passions and to develop the skills they need to achieve their goals. Encourage them to take risks, to try new things, and to learn from their mistakes. Show them that you believe in them and that you are there to support them no matter what. Encouraging your children to be independent and to take responsibility for their own actions is also important. Teach them to make their own decisions and to take responsibility for the consequences. Show them that you trust them and that you believe in their ability to make good choices. Help them to develop problem-solving skills and to think critically about the world around them. Finally, encourage your children to be kind and compassionate. Teach them to respect others and to treat everyone with dignity and respect. Show them that it is important to be a good friend and to help those in need. By teaching your children these values, you can help them to become successful and responsible adults. Main idea number 10. Spend quality time with your children, and make sure to give them your undivided attention. This will help them to feel loved and valued, and to develop a strong sense of self-worth. Spending quality time with your children is essential for their emotional and psychological development. It is important to make sure that you give them your full attention when you are together, so that they feel valued and loved. This will help them to build a strong sense of self-worth and to feel secure in their relationships with you. Quality time can be spent doing activities together, such as playing games, going for walks, or simply talking and listening. It is also important to make sure that you are present in the moment and not distracted by other things. This will help your children to feel that they are truly seen and heard by you. Quality time is also a great opportunity to teach your children important life lessons. You can use this time to talk about values, morals, and ethics, and to help them to develop a sense of responsibility and respect for others. You can also use this time to help them to develop problem-solving skills and to learn how to express their feelings in a healthy way. Quality time is an important part of parenting, and it can help to create a strong bond between you and your children. Main idea number 11. Foster creativity. Foster creativity in your children and encourage them to explore their imaginations. This will help them to develop their own unique talents and to become confident and capable adults. Fostering creativity in your children is an important part of helping them to develop into confident and capable adults. Encourage your children to explore their imaginations and to express themselves through art, music, writing, or any other creative outlet. Allow them to make mistakes and to learn from them, and provide them with the resources they need to explore their creative interests. Show them that you value their creativity and that you are proud of their accomplishments. Creativity is a powerful tool that can help children to develop problem-solving skills, to think outside the box, and to express themselves in unique ways. It can also help them to develop a sense of self-confidence and to become more independent. By fostering creativity in your children, you are helping them to become well-rounded individuals who are capable of achieving their goals. Main idea number 12. Teach self-discipline. Teach your children self-discipline and help them to develop the skills and habits necessary for success. This will help them to become independent and self-reliant and to develop their own sense of self-worth. Teaching self-discipline to your children is an important part of parenting. It is essential for helping them to become independent and self-reliant, and to develop their own sense of self-worth. Self-discipline is the ability to control one's own behavior and to make decisions based on what is right and wrong. It is a skill that can be taught and learned, and it is important for children to learn it early on in life. To teach self-discipline, parents should set clear expectations and boundaries for their children. They should also provide consistent discipline and rewards for good behavior. It is important to be consistent and to follow through with consequences when necessary. Parents should also provide positive reinforcement and praise for good behavior. This will help children to understand that their behavior has consequences and that they are responsible for their own actions. Parents should also model self-discipline for their children. They should demonstrate how to make good decisions and how to control their own behavior. This will help children to understand the importance of self-discipline and to develop their own sense of self-control. Finally, parents should provide their children with opportunities to practice self-discipline. This could include setting up tasks or activities that require them to practice self-control and to make decisions based on what is right and wrong. Teaching self-discipline is an important part of parenting. It is essential for helping children to become independent and self-reliant, and to develop their own sense of self-worth. With consistent discipline, rewards, and positive reinforcement, parents can help their children to learn the skills and habits necessary for success. Main idea number 13. Encourage independence. Encourage your children to become independent and self-reliant, and to take responsibility for their own actions. This will help them to develop their own sense of self-worth and to become confident and capable adults. Encouraging independence in your children is an important part of parenting. It helps them to develop their own sense of self-worth and to become confident and capable adults. To do this, you should provide them with opportunities to make their own decisions and to take responsibility for their actions. Allow them to make mistakes and learn from them, and provide guidance and support when needed. Encourage them to explore their interests and to take risks, and to develop their own unique talents and abilities. Show them that you trust them and that you believe in their ability to make good decisions. This will help them to become independent and self-reliant, and to take pride in their accomplishments. Main idea number 14. Teach problem solving. Teach your children problem-solving skills, and help them to develop the ability to think critically and make wise decisions. This will help them to become independent and self-reliant, and to develop their own sense of self-worth. Teaching problem-solving skills to your children is an important part of parenting. It helps them to become independent and self-reliant, and to develop their own sense of self-worth. Problem-solving skills can be taught in a variety of ways, such as through games, puzzles, and activities that require critical thinking. You can also help your children to develop their problem-solving skills by encouraging them to ask questions and think through their decisions. By providing them with the tools and resources they need to make wise decisions, you can help them to become more confident and capable problem solvers. In addition to teaching problem-solving skills, it is important to model good problem-solving behavior. Show your children how to think through a problem and come up with a solution. Demonstrate how to break down a problem into smaller parts and how to evaluate different options. Encourage your children to take risks and to think outside the box. By modeling good problem-solving behavior, you can help your children to develop the skills they need to make wise decisions and to become successful in life. Main idea number 15. Foster self-awareness. Foster self-awareness in your children, and help them to understand their own feelings and emotions. This will help them to develop a strong sense of self-esteem and to become confident and capable adults. Fostering self-awareness in your children is an important part of helping them to become confident and capable adults. It is important to help them understand their own feelings and emotions, and to develop a strong sense of self-esteem. This can be done by encouraging them to talk about their feelings, and to express themselves in a healthy way. It is also important to provide them with opportunities to explore their interests and to learn new skills. By providing them with a safe and supportive environment, they can learn to trust themselves and to make decisions that are right for them. It is also important to help your children to recognize their strengths and weaknesses, and to understand how their behavior affects others. This can be done by providing them with positive feedback and by helping them to recognize when they have made mistakes. By helping them to understand their own emotions and to take responsibility for their actions, they can learn to make better decisions and to become more self-aware. Fostering self-awareness in your children is an important part of helping them to become confident and capable adults. It is important to help them understand their own feelings and emotions, and to develop a strong sense of self-esteem. By providing them with a safe and supportive environment, they can learn to trust themselves and to make decisions that are right for them. It is also important to help your children to recognize their strengths and weaknesses, and to understand how their behavior affects others. By helping them to understand their own emotions and to take responsibility for their actions, they can learn to make better decisions and to become more self-aware. Main idea number 16. Teach empathy. Teach your children empathy, and help them to understand and respect the feelings and opinions of others. This will help them to become compassionate and understanding adults, and to develop strong relationships with others. Teaching empathy to children is an important part of parenting. It helps them to develop strong relationships with others, and to become compassionate and understanding adults. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another person. It is important to teach children to be aware of the feelings of others, and to be respectful of their opinions. This can be done through conversations, role-playing, and other activities that help children to understand the perspectives of others. It is also important to model empathy in your own behavior. Show your children how to be understanding and compassionate in your interactions with others. This will help them to learn how to be empathetic in their own relationships. Encourage your children to ask questions and to listen to the answers. This will help them to gain a better understanding of the feelings and perspectives of others. Finally, it is important to be patient and understanding when teaching empathy to children. It can take time for them to learn and understand the concept, and it is important to be supportive and encouraging throughout the process. With patience and guidance, your children can learn to be empathetic and compassionate adults. Main idea number 17. Encourage self-expression. Encourage your children to express themselves and help them to develop their own unique personalities. This will help them to become confident and capable adults and to develop a strong sense of self-worth. Encouraging self-expression in children is an important part of parenting. It helps them to develop their own unique personalities and to become confident and capable adults. When children are encouraged to express themselves, they learn to trust their own judgment and to value their own opinions. This helps them to develop a strong sense of self-worth and to become more independent. As parents, it is important to provide a safe and supportive environment for children to express themselves. This can be done by listening to their ideas and opinions, and by providing them with opportunities to explore their interests. It is also important to provide them with positive feedback and to recognize their accomplishments. This will help them to feel valued and appreciated, and to develop a healthy sense of self-esteem. Encouraging self-expression in children is an important part of parenting. It helps them to become confident and capable adults, and to develop a strong sense of self-worth. By providing a safe and supportive environment for children to express themselves, parents can help their children to become more independent and to trust their own judgment. This will help them to become successful and fulfilled adults. Main idea number 18. Promote self-care. Promote self-care in your children and help them to develop healthy habits and routines. This will help them to become independent and self-reliant and to develop their own sense of self-worth. Promoting self-care in your children is an important part of parenting. Self-care is about teaching your children to take responsibility for their own health and well-being. It involves helping them to develop healthy habits and routines, such as getting enough sleep, eating nutritious meals, and exercising regularly. It also involves teaching them to take care of their mental health, such as learning how to manage stress and anxiety, and developing positive coping strategies. By promoting self-care in your children, you are helping them to become independent and self-reliant. You are also helping them to develop their own sense of self-worth and to recognize their own strengths and weaknesses. Self-care is an important part of growing up, and it is essential for children to learn how to take care of themselves in order to lead healthy and fulfilling lives. As a parent, you can help your children to develop healthy habits and routines by setting a good example. Modeling healthy behaviors and encouraging your children to take care of themselves will help them to understand the importance of self-care. You can also provide them with the resources and support they need to practice self-care, such as providing them with healthy meals and snacks, and helping them to find activities that they enjoy. By promoting self-care in your children, you are helping them to become independent and self-reliant, and to develop their own sense of self-worth. Self-care is an important part of growing up, and it is essential for children to learn how to take care of themselves in order to lead healthy and fulfilling lives. Main idea number 19. Teach resilience. Teach your children resilience and help them to develop the skills and habits necessary to cope with life's challenges. This will help them to become independent and self-reliant and to develop their own sense of self-worth. Teaching resilience to children is an important part of parenting. Resilience is the ability to cope with life's challenges and to bounce back from adversity. It is a skill that can be developed and nurtured in children from an early age. Parents can help their children to develop resilience by teaching them problem-solving skills, encouraging them to take risks and make mistakes, and helping them to develop a sense of self-worth. Parents can also help their children to develop resilience by modeling resilience themselves. Showing children how to cope with difficult situations and how to bounce back from failure can be a powerful lesson. Parents can also help their children to develop resilience by providing them with a supportive environment. This includes providing emotional support, listening to their concerns, and helping them to develop healthy coping strategies. Finally, parents can help their children to develop resilience by teaching them to be mindful. Mindfulness is the practice of being aware of one's thoughts and feelings in the present moment. Teaching children to be mindful can help them to become more aware of their emotions and to better manage their stress. Teaching resilience to children is an important part of parenting. It can help children to become independent and self-reliant, and to develop their own sense of self-worth. By teaching children problem-solving skills, encouraging them to take risks and make mistakes, modeling resilience, providing a supportive environment, and teaching them to be mindful, parents can help their children to develop the skills and habits necessary to cope with life's challenges. Main idea number 20. Celebrate success, celebrate your children's successes, and help them to develop a strong sense of self-esteem and self-confidence. This will help them to become confident and capable adults, and to develop a strong sense of self-worth. Celebrating success is an important part of helping your children develop a strong sense of self-esteem and self-confidence. When your children achieve something, no matter how small, it is important to recognize and celebrate their success. This will help them to understand that their efforts are valued and appreciated, and that they are capable of achieving great things. Celebrating success also helps to build a strong sense of self-worth, which is essential for children to become confident and capable adults. When celebrating success, it is important to be genuine and sincere. Make sure to give your children your full attention and to express your pride and admiration for their accomplishments. You can also provide them with tangible rewards, such as a special treat or a small gift, to show your appreciation. This will help them to understand that their efforts are valued and appreciated, and that they are capable of achieving great things. Celebrating success is an important part of helping your children develop a strong sense of self-esteem and self-confidence. It is also a great way to show your children that you believe in them and that you are proud of their accomplishments. By celebrating their successes, you are helping to build a strong foundation for their future success.